American pilots reject a tentative agreement. The FAA proposes a $1 million civil fine against Horizon Air. And Neil Armstrong is recovering from bypass surgery. This is Aero News for Friday, August 10th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. David Bates, head of the pilots union at American Airlines, has resigned after the pilot group rejected a proposed tentative agreement. The agreement would have given the pilots pay raises and a 13.5% stake in the new airline coming out of bankruptcy. However, USA Today reports that 61% of the pilots voted to reject the contract. The Associated Press reports the union said pilots were concerned over the six-year length of the agreement, but observers say the vote has a lot more to do with the frustration felt by pilots toward management. American's parent company, AMR, has filed in bankruptcy court a request to reject the existing pilot contract and impose terms far less acceptable than those of the now rejected tentative agreement. A court ruling on that request is still pending. The FAA has proposed a civil penalty of $1,005,000 against Horizon Air of Seattle for allegedly operating 22 Bombardier DHC-8402 turboprop airliners on more than 186,000 revenue flights when they were not in compliance with federal aviation regulations. The FAA alleges that Horizon installed new security flight deck doors on the airplanes using blind rivets instead of the required solid rivets, and that the airline operated the 22 aircraft on 186,189 revenue passenger flights between December 1, 2007 and June 1, 2011 before replacing the rivets. The FAA also alleges the airline, even after being told the aircraft were not in compliance, operated one of the aircraft on another 22 passenger-carrying revenue flights before replacing the rivets. The installation of blind rivets can damage other components, including wiring. The U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said, quote, "We expect airlines to comply with all of our safety regulations and to correct safety defects promptly," end quote. The FAA discovered the alleged violations when Horizon incorrectly modified a 23rd aircraft with blind rivets, and the plane experienced an in-flight wiring damage incident during a non-revenue flight. Horizon now has 30 days from receipt of the FAA's notice of proposed civil penalty to respond to the agency. Neil Armstrong, who in 1969 became the first human to walk on the surface of the moon, recently underwent a quadruple coronary bypass after four blocked arteries were discovered during a routine checkup. Armstrong's wife, Carol, says the retired 82-year-old astronaut is, quote, "doing great," end quote, according to a report from NBC News. That assessment was backed up by fellow moonwalker Gene Cernan, who flew on the Apollo 17 mission. Armstrong's condition was discovered during a heart stress test, which he failed. His wife said that he is in very good spirits and doctors anticipate no problems as he recovers. Quote, "NASA wishes Neil Armstrong the very best for a quick recovery from surgery," end quote, said NASA Administrator Charles Bolden in a statement. He continued saying, quote, "Neil's pioneering spirit will certainly serve him well in this challenging time, and the entire NASA family is holding the Armstrong family in our thoughts and prayers. I know countless well-wishers around the world join us in sending get-well wishes to this true American hero," end quote. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, has reached a tentative agreement with U.S. Airways late Tuesday night for a contract covering all U.S. Airways mainline flight attendants. The union said that under the supervision of the National Mediation Board, three intense mediation sessions successfully led to a tentative agreement that would extend job protections and overall economic improvements to all U.S. Airways flight attendants. Providing AFA members with the opportunity to vote on an agreement that reflects flight attendants' priorities prior to any new potential merger had been a key focus for the union. Meanwhile, the International Brotherhood of Teamsters and its Teamsters Airline Division expressed strong support Wednesday for an ABX air pilot who they say was wrongfully terminated for his refusal to operate an aircraft according to a flight plan that was prohibited by FAA-approved procedures. The Airline Professionals Association, Teamsters Local 1224, announced last week that it had filed suit against ABX over the captain's termination. The Teamster pilot, a respected 27-year ABX veteran with a stellar record, has no history of disciplinary issues. In June, the pilot was operating an ABX flight in Japan when he requested a change of the flight plan after raising safety concerns, Following the incident, the airline took disciplinary action and fired the pilot for refusing to sign a coerced statement that said the pilot was not justified in questioning the flight's safety. The union holds that the pilot was exercising his FAA-mandated rights, which give the captain of an aircraft the final authority in determining the safe operation of any flight. An Airbus A319 made a dramatic flight to Antarctica Thursday to evacuate a person in need of medical attention from McMurdo Station. The crew had to wait for a break in the harsh Antarctic winter and land on a runway built of ice during a narrow twilight window during the near 24-hour darkness this time of year. Then, consider the temperatures Thursday during the operation hovered at minus 13 degrees Fahrenheit. CNN reports that the United States sought assistance from an Australian medical team for the evacuation of the researcher, who was not identified. The plane was dispatched from Christchurch, New Zealand, and arrived at the research station early in the afternoon local time. It was on the ground a little more than an hour before departing back to Christchurch. The ice runway, known as Pegasus, is one of only a few runways in Antarctica that can accommodate wheeled aircraft. Antarctica is currently emerging from its six-month-long night, so there is a period of twilight at midday that could assist pilots in landing on that ice runway. The evacuation flight comes just shortly before a regularly scheduled series of late winter flights to prepare for the coming Antarctic research season, which gets underway in October. When Aero News continues, the Coast Guard declares a danger zone because of lasers. America's airlines set new marks for performance. And does that price include the white letter tires?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now. It's Friday, August the 10th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A green laser directed at a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter temporarily blinded the aircrew and forced them to land abruptly Wednesday morning while attempting to search for the source of three orange flares spotted near Garden City Beach, South Carolina. This is the third time in 3 weeks a Coast Guard search has been hindered due to green lasers in the Grand Strand, the beach region from the Little River, South Carolina, to Georgetown, South Carolina. Commander Gregory Fuller, commanding officer at Air Station Savannah, which provides Coast Guard air support for the Grand Strand, has deemed the entire Grand Strand very high risk and now requires air crews to consider laser risk in the area before responding to a distress call. Fuller says, quote, "We've been very fortunate that the green laser incidents haven't yet resulted in tragedy. But every time we send our air crews to the Grand Strand, we're telling them to fly into the equivalent of a storm, where it's almost guaranteed they'll be hit. We're simply asking the public to stop putting Coast Guard men and women in senseless and unnecessary danger," end quote. The nation's largest airlines set record marks during the first half of this year for on-time performance, the fewest long tarmac delays, and the lowest rates of canceled flights and mishandled baggage. According to the Air Travel Consumer Report issued by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the 15 largest U.S. airlines posted an 83.7% on-time arrival rate during the first 6 months of 2012, the highest mark for any January to June period in the 18 years the department has collected comparable data. A 1.1% cancellation rate for the same six-month period was also the lowest rate for the past 18 years, with the previous being 1.3% mark set in January to June of 2002. In addition, there were only four tarmac delays longer than 3 hours on U.S. domestic flights. The reporting carriers also posted their lowest rate of mishandled baggage for a January to June period since the data was first reported in 1987. The record of 2.97 reports of mishandled baggage per 1,000 passengers, that is, improved on the previous record low of just 3.60. Alaska Airlines says that the plane was structurally fine to fly, but a message written on the wing of one of its carrier's airplanes caused some consternation for a passenger that saw it and passed it around on Twitter. The note was just above a damaged section of one of the plane's flaps on the starboard wing. It said simply, quote, "We know about this," end quote, with an arrow pointing to the damaged section. The online site Travelers Today reports that the airline said in a statement that the note was nothing to worry about. They said the message was written by a maintenance worker to inform the flight crew that the damage had been duly noted and that it was scheduled for repair. But the airline quickly had the note removed when it became aware it had been seen by a passenger. Spokeswoman Bobby Egan told the Associated Press that the note, quote, "was not appropriate and did not follow company procedures," end quote. The airline issued an apology to anyone who might have been scared by the incident. Oh, and in case you're keeping score, that's the second time in a week that Alaska Airlines has apologized to its passengers over a situation inflamed by the social media. Well, if you're thinking about buying an airliner from Boeing, the base price for their airplanes just went up by 5.5%. Boeing said in announcing the price hike that it was necessary to cover higher costs for wages, goods, and services. That means that the list price for a 737 MAX jumps to $100.5 million. A 747-8 has a sticker price of $351.4 million, and a new Dreamliner off the showroom floor will set you back $206.8 million for the mid-sized 8 model. Reuters reports that the list prices are, of course, just that, list. Aviation analysts point out that companies like Boeing and Airbus often deeply discount the prices of their products, particularly for big orders. Boeing has outrun Airbus for orders this year, prompting the European plane maker to cry foul for what it called extremely aggressive pricing in such deals as the one with Singapore's Silk Air. But Boeing countered with a description of its pricing as, quote, "competitive," end quote. Of course, the price doesn't include taxes, tags, title, destination charge, or dealer prep. But then maybe they'll throw in the floor mats. And that's a wrap for another week of Aerocasting here at ANN. As always, we thank you for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.